As is normally the case, the annual Oklahoma Wheat Crop Report Session wrapped up the annual meeting of the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association in Oklahoma City on Tuesday, the 121st annual meeting of the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association. And a couple of the presenters at this year's Wheat Report Session were the area agronomists that cover southwest and northwest Oklahoma. We had the chance to talk with both of them about what they were hearing and seeing themselves about the 2019 wheat crop. We start with Heath Sanders, who covers southwestern Oklahoma.
Ron, I tell you what, just everything that I've been looking at, we've got a lot of good yield potential out there. The wheat looks pretty good. We've had good moisture. We've had pretty good conditions. Now, I was a little, you know, concerned about, we got so much wheat acres that were planted later, just because we had wet conditions this past fall. But and we've got some wheat acres out there that are late or behind maturity, but they look pretty good. And I think growers are, they're pretty pleased so far compared to what we had last year.
Right. Well, that's for sure. Now, let's talk about as far as, you know, so any issues, any particular problems you've noticed as you look at some of these fields?
You know, I mean, as far as I thought that we would potentially could see some, you know, disease problems because we've been so wet. We haven't really seen much this year. Other things as far as, putting the nitrogen on and making sure we're putting the inputs into it. I've seen some guys kind of not maybe put as much on as they probably should. And that's, you know, obviously with the price and everything, they had to, you know, cut back on different things like that. But for the most part, we've got some good yield potential out there. Another thing that I've noticed is the guys that have rotated their acres and rotated their crops around. Those acres look really good too. Especially with wheat and their cotton acres and things.
I guess on that nitrogen, the one worry when you start getting a crop that maybe your yields bump up a little bit, you worry about the protein.
That is correct. The more grain we make, that protein gets decimated out to those kernels, and so the more kernels per head, typically that lower the protein. So that is a concern of mine going into this year. Is we're going to have the yield, but you know, what is our protein? Hopefully, protein will be average for this year. So.
Yields, you feel like, I mean, our, you know, I guess what, a year ago we averaged statewide 28 bushels. Is our safe to say we're going to probably beat that?
Oh, I definitely think so. Just pretty much everything that I've looked at, I think we're going to beat that. We should be, you know, this is a snapshot in time, and it's there's a lot of things that can change. Mm-hmm. And getting this close to harvest, none of them are too good. Yeah. That can happen. But if you look at it today, I would say that we can be low to mid 30s. I'm gonna kind of throw that out there, but the potential is there compared to what we had last year.
As far as timing, do you feel that you'll be maybe a week or so behind maybe normal?
If you look back, I don't know, Ron, really what normal is anymore. But if you look back at our past years and you look at this year, we're a little behind schedule. So, right now I'd say we're a week or two, you know, depending behind. But wheat and Mother Nature and the weather always has a way towards the end to finish things up and get us back on track.
Right.
So we'll just kind of, you know, see how this spring plays out. But I'd say right now, if you look at, because the acres that I have looked at, normally everything is headed out. And I've got a mixed bag. I've got wheat fields that are headed, and I've got a lot of fields that are just getting ready to head, and some that haven't. And a mix in between. So that indicates to me that we are a little behind this year.
Heath Sanders, who is the Southwest Area Agronomist for Oklahoma State University Extension. Let's turn to the Northwest. Josh Pashong is Area Agronomist for Northwestern Oklahoma, and he, too, pretty impressed with what he's seen about this 2019 wheat crop.
Well, overall, we've been blessed with moisture this spring. Coming out of winter, we Had some early growth, some tiller development. We had the biomass, so some guys got a little extra forage out of their wheat pasture. As we started to go reproductive, things have been falling into place. We have some really good yield potential out there. Obviously, acres are down just a tick. We got some guys planning to go to summer crop, and some guys are grazing out and starting to hay off their wheat crop, pending moisture, getting the fields and everything. But overall, harvest acres, like I said, are going to be a little down. Yield's going to be up. Definitely going to have more bushels than we ended up with last year. Disease-wise, overall, fairly low. But we are starting to see some foliar diseases, some powdery mildew down lower canopy. That's starting to get a little higher up in the canopy this past week. A little bit of tan spot septoria down lower. A few instances of leaf and stripe rust, but nothing too major. But we foresee, with it kind of being throughout western Oklahoma right now, we might see those in the next coming weeks, where a fungicide might pay off for a crop that might be 40 bushel crop. We'll probably be able to recuperate that yield protection. So,
what have you been able to observe as far as fertility on these acres that will be harvested for grain?
Like I said, for the most part, the guys that are taking it to grain, I'd say overwhelmingly have taken care of their crop. There are obviously some fields that were a little under-fertilized this year. We had a lot of nitrogen loss last fall, so some guys thought they might have more in the profile than they actually did. But weed control this spring, top dressing, like I said, overall are pretty decent, but there are some fields out there that are deficient in nitrogen and a little bit heavy on the weed infestations.
I guess what one of the worries when you have a really, you got moist year and you got a lot of bushels, the amount of protein that you get out of that crop is always a worry.
Yeah, especially, you know, obviously the price, guys are trying to keep their inputs as low as they can. And we might be fertilizing for the yield we're going for to be above break even, but we might not have enough nitrogen out there to get that protein we want. So if we do have really good year, really good grain yield, oftentimes we see a little decrease in our protein because we have more starch than protein in that ratio of that kernel. So guys that were a little bit low on nitrogen, we might see a little bit lower protein, but there's a lot of time between now and harvest to recuperate that.
Quickly on canola, I know obviously our acres well down from just a couple of years ago. It seems like I got a lot of discouragement on that crop, but it's looking good thus far this year on the acres we do have, right?
Yeah, like you said, our acres are a little bit down. Our attendant acres were a little higher, but as we knew last fall, we had a very short planting window. Late planting season, we're too muddy to get those acres in. So we had quite a few seed be returned, but the crop, like you said, we had an excellent winter. Came out of winter with moisture, something we haven't seen the last 3 years, which coming out of winter dry, very detrimental on canola stands. Some guys that are excessively wet on some of these fields, we saw a little bit of rot down in the crown, often called crud by some of the previous canola breeders in the region. So we have some concerns that some might lodge. That early April freeze we had did split some stems. We see that in years where we have good moisture. That stem has a lot of moisture in it. Those freeze events, even though they're light, split some of those stems, but we saw that they did scar over and didn't allow any other pathogens in there. Yield potential is great. Some fields, they look great from the road, but you get out there, their seams a little bit shorter. So make sure they're managing for the yield potential they have. Get out there and really assess what kind of potential. But overall, definitely above average on yield.
Northwest Oklahoma area agronomist for Oklahoma State University Extension, Josh Bishong, talking with us about this 2019 wheat crop and canola crop. Looking pretty good here as we hit the 1st of May. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.